please?
Hi, it's Paul there, please.
This is Paul.
Hi, Paul. It's Steve Woods from the City of Hamilton.
Hello, Mr. Woods. I take it you're the officer assigned to this file now?
Yeah, apparently, eh?
Okay.
So, apparently the work is supposed to be done by today, so I'm being told.
Mr. Serino is here now.
Oh, is he there right now?
He's actually willing to perform some work today rather than create a ruckus. So,
for real?
For real.
Go figure. Hey, once the deadline shows up, they suddenly decide they should get their big boy pants on, I guess.
Now, it wasn't the case before, but apparently this time it is.
Okay, so he's working away right now?
Well, he just left. Apparently they're going to go pick up some stuff to work on that moment. Oh, he's going to get to the back door. However, he's here, and he's not screaming, ranting, or throwing anything, so that's progress, I suppose.
There we go. That's what we're looking for, right? Progress.
Yeah.
That's good. Okay, so what's he got going on today?
Well, it's taken us a half an hour, but apparently he's going to be working on the kitchen today, and patching some of the linoleum.
Nice. Okay. That's some good news, I guess.
And he finally understands that there is no work to be done in Ms. Ball's bedroom. Why didn't you guys let him know, by the way, that the windows were done, that he passed?
What, the what, sorry?
The last set of work orders. You didn't tell him until 21 days afterwards that the work had passed.
Oh, did they? I don't know. I can't say. I'll try to find out for you to see what was going on there, but...
It was a semi-rhetorical question. Don't worry about it.
Okay. No worries. Okay. So, yeah, today's supposed to be done. Do you know what he's... So, what do you want me to do? Do you want me to come out and have a look at it today? You want to let him finish up what he's doing, and then we can touch base tomorrow, or...
Well, he's given us a notice of entry for the next 4 days. Now, as long as he actually does work, I got no problem with him being here.
Okay.
So, why not let it go and see how it works out? If he finishes it, great. However, I would like to talk to you about other bylaw violations in the building.
Sure.
Okay.
That's kind of a tough question. Okay,
I know they have to meet bylaw standards, obviously, but I'm talking the Ontario Building Code seems to be a somewhat more...
Yeah, more thing. Now, with the building code, I think that would only apply if they're having to take out permits and stuff like that for the initial... in terms of, because we don't enforce the building code. I do know under ventilation, we have that the ventilation shall be building code compliant.
Okay.
So basically, we got the gist of it from the building department, and they say this is what needs to be, and then we kind of go off that one. But as far as building code, I think it's just permitted stuff that would need to meet permit, and then once it meets the standard, I mean, it depends on the situation, right? Because under building code, it could be, you know, decks or it could be, you know, window frames or egresses and stuff like that, I think.
Okay.
But so, you know, typically, you should be trying to at your best, but, yeah.
All right. I'm not sure if that's a yes or a no. Are the repairs required to meet the building code?
I mean, it's in terms of what?
Like, it's a split building. It's actually one building, but two addresses. If you look at
it. Am I?
Yeah.
Okay. That makes life easy. Oh, yeah, it actually is under. Yeah, for some reason we got a folder for each thing in there. Sometimes that's electronics got a lot of it. Okay. So what else we got? Anything else?
Offhand, no. I'm really not sure what's a bylaw violation anymore. There seems to be a disconnect between the statute and the implementation of bylaw standards.
For what it's worth, we are a minimum standard, right? So is it there? Does it function? Yeah, cool. Is it broken? Yeah, fix it. So it's, yeah, very, very minimal. It's kind of like, you know, within reason. I mean, you know, you can't just throw on a piece of wood over top of the door and go, look, I fixed the door. You're like, no, he's still got a hole.
That's precisely what he's done. You chose the exact scenario that he's done, actually, in one case.
Nice. Well, I guess we'll see what it looks like, and we'll take it from
there. Okay, let me ask you a question.
They're busy working?
Yeah.
And then you want to give them the next couple of days to kind of see what gets done?
Yeah, provided there are no problems. If we have to ask Mr. Serino to leave due to his behavior, then I'll give you a call and say, come on out and have a look. How about that?
That's good. Do you want my extension?
That'd be good, yeah. It'd
be easier to get a hold of me that way.
Yeah, I asked Ms. Hufeldt for that information, but I haven't heard back from her yet. Okay.
Oh, yeah. Well.
Steve Woods.
Get away from the source. So it's the 546-2424 number.
Okay.
And I have extension 1326.
1326.
You got it.
Okay. Okay. Now, Officer Woods, let me ask you, is it necessary for repairs to meet the Ontario Building Code?
That's kind of a tough question. Okay, well,
I know they have to meet bylaw standards, obviously, but I'm talking the Ontario Building Code seems to be a somewhat more...
Yeah, more thing. Now, with the Building Code, I think that would only apply if they're having to take out permits and stuff like that for the initial. In terms of, because we don't enforce the Building Code. I do know under ventilation, we have that the ventilation shall be Building Code compliant.
Okay.
So basically, we got the gist of it from the building department, and they say this is what needs to be, and then we kind of go off that one. But as far as Building Code, I think it's just permitted stuff that would need to meet permit, and then once it meets the standard, it depends on the situation, right? Because under Building Code, it could be, decks, or it could be, window frames or egresses and stuff like that, I think.
Okay.
But, typically, you should be trying to at your best, but, yeah.
All right, I'm not sure if that's a yes or a no. Are the repairs required to meet the Building Code?
In terms of what, right? Because the Building Code doesn't, I guess it should be, mostly for the most part, yes, I would guess, but, like I said, I don't really know in general terms.
Okay.
I guess in general terms, let's say yes, but in specific cases, it would be dependent upon what's going on.
Okay. Well, the reason I'm asking is one of the items on the compliance order is a soft spot in the kitchen floor.
Okay.
Now, Mr. Cirino was ordered by the Landlord-Tenant Board 6 years ago to repair a bathroom floor that had been leaking and bubbling. Now, the bathroom is on the other side of the wall from the kitchen counter, which is where the soft spot appears to continue under. Do you understand what I mean?
Yeah.
There's a soft spot. It looks like it goes under the kitchen counter, which is on a wall with the bathtub on the other side of the wall. Okay, so it looks, what may have happened is that he just slapped linoleum over the wet subflooring 6 years ago. Okay, but I don't know that because I haven't picked up.
Yeah.
All right.
How long have you guys been there for?
Since October of 2015.
Okay, so you guys would have known that one anyway.
And the only, we do actually. We have the orders from the Landlord-Tenant Board 6 years ago ordering him to fix this, including the window box and all the rest of it that he didn't do.
Yeah, sorry, I just meant in terms of you wouldn't have first-hand knowledge because you weren't there for that one, but yeah. The Landlord-Tenant Board, so they told him to address the bathroom floor about 6 years ago, and that it's still outstanding, or is the bathroom floor been done?
No, the bathroom floor is fine.
Oh, you were saying, he slipped linoleum over the whole thing.
Yeah, what it appears may have happened is that there's a rotten spot under the counter and the bathtub, maybe. I don't know. We won't know until we pick up that linoleum, and I don't trust our landlord to make an intelligent decision on that, shall we say. I mean, this is a guy who fixes a sidewalk by pouring cement in a hole in the ground, literally.
Smartly do that, I guess.
Well, if you don't mind. Okay, it's good for 6 months, sure.
I would do it, but I'm just looking at it. In terms of property standards, we don't have the power to come in and say, tear this up, fix this, tear that up, fix that.
Okay.
The building department may be able to if they can find something that they look at and they go, you know what, I have reason for concern. They may have the power to tell them to fix it.
Okay.
But as far as property standards bylaw, we don't have the power to say, you know what, I'm not sure what's going on there. We can issue engineer's reports for, some severe stuff if we find that there's something there.
Okay. Well, I was just making you aware that there's a possibility that there's a serious problem with the floor here. There's also a concern about mold. That's been wet for 6 years.
As long as it's not still getting wet, you should be okay. Mold kind of needs water to feed it.
Mm-hmm.
So once the mold's not getting its food, then it just kind of dies off.
We have no idea. We haven't picked up that linoleum yet.
Like you said, right? So, is that kind of what his plan is? Is he going to be picking it up?
Yep.
Should be fun.
Yeah.
Okay, well, keep an eye and keep me posted. And, if I need to come out there, I can come out and have a peek.
Okay. So if it is wet and rotten under there and he doesn't want to replace the subflooring, what do? Call you?
Yeah, you can call me, and then I will see if I can get in touch with the building department. I think it would probably be something that they could do if it was wet and rotten. Because it would probably be the joist of the floor there, right? So,
well, that's what I think. The subfloor is rotten, and then the joist may be involved. I don't know.
Yeah, so I guess we'll wait and see. Once that floor comes up, then we'll know more.
Okay.
All right. So, I am actually off on Friday. So,
right.
I'll try and touch base with maybe Thursday night or Thursday sometime during the day, see how things are going, and if things are still hunky-dory, then we can revisit on... Tuesday. So we'll try to touch base Thursday. That way we're not having that big gap in there.
Okay. Now, that works perfectly for me.
Okay.
If he does not complete the work, what are the next steps?
The next steps, depends. We could go to contractor. We could issue a PON, part one, like a ticket for non-compliance of the order.
Okay.
We can register an untitled. We got a lot of options. So it's just kind of a touch-and-go type thing.
Okay.
So we know what we're getting, right? I mean, if I show up, let's say, you know, nothing is done, and I show up on a Tuesday, and he goes, hey, I'm going to be back, it's going to be done next week 100%. Well, then, our contractors take about 20 days to get all said and done, so, you know, he would be kind of an unofficial extension. He would get a fee for service, stuff like that, in the interim.
Unfortunately, that appears to be what Mr. Cirino did last time, and it went 81 days past the end, past the deadline. As well, he used the opportunity to harass us, scream, rant, rave, you name it.
Yeah, we did actually have some issues before with our contractors. They have been better lately, so I really can't speak to what their plans are and stuff like that. We just kind of tender it out, and then once we get stuff back from them, it's kind of away we go.
Okay. Once it's tendered out, does Mr. Cirino have the right to come back and continue the work?
Up until the date that the contractor comes to do the work, he can get it done. So if he gets it done in the interim, it's one of those ones where it's like we said, right? I know, like, I talked to Lynn, and they said, you know, no extensions. One of those. It would be an unofficial one, right? He would still get the PON for non-compliance. He would get the fee for service. Then it would be kind of, hey, contractors are coming to do it, you know, type thing.
Okay.
So, best case scenario, he gets it all done, and then everybody's happy, and then everything's nice. But, yeah, we'll just, guess we got to wait 3 or 4 more days until we know one way or the other, right?
All right. What I don't want is another delay and a fiasco like last time around. I'm sure... Ms. Schufelt has made you aware that my roommate suffers from PTSD.
Yeah, I haven't told that on yet.
Okay. So having Mr. Cirino here screaming and ranting for days on end is not exactly conducive to her mental health.
I can't imagine it would be. Okay. So yeah,
I don't want what happened last time to happen again.
Yeah, he's behaving himself today, right? So we'll make sure it keeps
going. Far, he's on the end of a camera. That's the only time he ever behaves himself.
There you go. Hey, for what it was worth, did you guys used to live in
Sanford? In Sanford? No.
157, okay. No, the name sounded familiar, and I thought it was somebody that I dealt with before at that property, so I was like, hey.
Possibly,
I know this guy, but I don't.
Possibly from the Emerald Street complex, Red Brick Rentals, any of that ringing a bell?
Maybe.
Ms. Ball brought a joint action on behalf of 27 tenants against the management company there a couple years ago. Same story. They wanted the low rental tenants out so they could flip the apartments over. Went at it like a bunch of thugs.
Nice. What number, I hope?
117, 119, 123, 121, and 113. It's a complex of five buildings.
Oh, I don't know. It must sound to me.
Made the spectacle.
You just have one of those names and voices that sounds familiar.
Could be.
There you go. Alrighty, so I will, did you want me to give Mr. Cirino a shout too and let him know to keep behaving himself, or?
Wouldn't hurt.
Yeah, exactly, that's what I'm thinking, right? All I'm looking for is we want everyone happy and we want all the work done, so if we can get that done, then away we go.
Well, I'll settle for the work being done. It's too late for everybody to be happy.
No, yeah, we're not going to be happy, but at least we'll get the work done, right?
Alright.
There you go. So, alright, so you got my extension and everything? Any issues, by all means, give me a shout.
Okay.
And we'll try and touch base Thursday before I'm off for a couple days.
Fair enough.
All All right. Take care.
Thank you, Officer Woods. You have a nice day.
You too.